Let's talk about Thomas Massie's primary race. This is setting up to be the most expensive House primary in history. Over $30 million are going to be spent. And this has huge implications, not only for Donald Trump's power in Congress, but for the future of the Republican Party, as we see, truly, we get another test of how much power Donald Trump truly has over this party. So let's hop right into it. All right, so this is a post from June. Thomas Massie posting about Donald Trump, who consistently freaks out about him, right? And says he's this horrible congressman who's, you know, evil and deranged, like he does now with Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these other Republicans who have decided, you know what, Donald Trump is a crazy madman. So this post saying Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky is not MAGA, even though he likes to say he is, blah, 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 blah. He's all caps a loser. You know how these posts go from Donald J. Trump. Thomas Massie saying Donald Trump declared so much war on me today, it should require an act of Congress. Hashtag sassy with Massie. Like I just showed this tweet in the beginning. Like I said, AIPAC and pro-Israel groups have poured $9 million plus into defeating Thomas Massie in the Kentucky primary. It's setting up to be the most expensive primary in history. Massie responded by introducing a bill to force AIPAC to register as a foreign agent. Let's listen to Thomas Massie today. As I record this video, his primary is in 2 days. So he's been on the campaign trail. Let's listen to a few videos. Before we do, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. It'd mean a lot if you go right down below, check out my YouTube channel, maybe hit like and subscribe, check out a couple of videos. It really, really helps me out. I love each and every one of you. Truly, thank you for all the support lately. And here on the Adam Mockler channel, obviously trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media and all of the lies we hear from the right. So if you do me a favor, it helps us out a lot if you go down below, hit like, maybe share the video out. And if you've been watching either Adam or I on this channel before, make sure you are subscribed. Again, also helps us out. We love each and every one of you. All right, let's hop right into it.
Have a day for every 10 pages. The Epstein Files Transparency Act, one of the most transformational bills ever to pass Congress and be signed into law. It's taken out princes and prime ministers and ambassadors and CEOs. It's 2 pages long. That's a pretty good trade. 2 pages to get 3 million pages back. And they still haven't released them all. But you know what? May 19th is to the day, the 6-month anniversary of passing the bill to release the Epstein files. These globalist billionaires are trying to send me a message by spending tens of millions of dollars against me. It is the most expensive congressional primary in any state in either party in history. And it's about up to $35 million now.
I mean, that is absolutely unbelievable to think about, the sheer amount of money that has been spent. So who is Thomas Massie's opponent? Well, that would be a man by the name of Ed, okay? And Ed is, I mean, just psychotic, right? Which shouldn't surprise you, considering it's the Donald Trump opponent. This is such a crazy, listen to how he responds when he's asked about the Iran war and how it relates to prices, gas prices, etc.
During his speech, Gowry noted how the Kentucky business community and farmers are being squeezed by the rising cost of fuel and fertilizer. That prompted me to ask how he feels about the war in Iran, which has caused prices to soar.
The president is playing five-dimensional chess. He is resetting the entire global power structure. So let him work through that to reset that, to set the conditions for just like President Reagan did. Exactly like President Reagan did.
I mean, it's so delusional. This is just insanity. The way you have to sell your soul, sell yourself, like just give up any morals or values to be sitting in front of a camera being interviewed, you're running for Congress, talking about how Donald Trump is, quote, playing five-dimensional chess. It's so embarrassing. And, like, you can see, look at this reporter's reaction. He's like, yeah, I think he knows it's bullshit. Let's listen to another clip.
I asked Gowryhan about his campaign strategy and Massey's accusation that he's avoiding debates.
I'm debating him every day. Please look at the social media and the places I'm being. What I'm talking right to the American people, just like the president does, with no middleman. So he's welcome to come on out and, you know, defend his record in front of them.
I want to point out that I have no idea how anybody could buy this, but Ed doesn't want to debate. He's refused a debate with Thomas Massey, and so his kind of twist on this in a PR setting is, well, I debate him every day, like on Twitter. Okay. That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Why can't you just sit down with Thomas Massey for an hour and a half? I know why, because, you know, you are a Trump-backed, just absurd individual that I bet an hour and a half would lose him the race if he had to sit and answer questions, very reasonable questions, about things like the Epstein files and the Iran war and, you know, the slowest pace of hiring in 25 years, all the inflation, etc. Dan Bongino has been quite unhappy lately with Thomas Massey. This was him on his show very recently.
Tell you something, I have never been as disappointed in a human being in politics as I am in Tom Massey. I largely stayed out of that race and make too many comments on it. Because the people of Kentucky will choose who they want. If they want Tom Massey, I'm not a resident of that district. I live in Florida. You pick who you want. Got his opponent coming on in just a little bit, about an hour. We'll ask some questions about some issues that matter to you. Constitutional carry, Iran, NATO. However, when I got up there in that position, I could not believe what a fraud this guy was. I mean, like an epic level fraud. Whatever you think of this guy, I'm telling you, I have no dog in the fight. I supported him. He is an absolute fraud. Fraud. He decided to do some money bomb thing and just completely BSing people about my record there. Just lying to your face. I tried multiple times to get this guy to come over to give him a briefing on a case he kept bloviating about on Twitter, causing a serious problem, by the way. And I thought he believed in due process. Supposedly a libertarian wants to try a case on X. And he didn't do it. I was there from March until January of this year. You know how many times he came over to visit and ask about these cases despite multiple offers, cases he kept bloviating about where we could have actually told him? Zero. And there's nothing he's going to tell you. All of his BS responses, his fake community notes, it's all a distraction from the fact that he doesn't want to admit that he was offered a detailed briefing within certain parameters on these matters he's bloviating about on X in order to attack President Trump and others and due process. Could have cleared it up for him right away, and he just didn't want to do it because he preferred to be stupid. Nothing will change that. He'll try to distract you with his razzle-dazzle, his bot army, like we haven't been through this before. You think you're the first time we've you know, entered into a primary and supported a candidate and had other people come in with the bots and the bullshit? What do you think, we're like newbies at this? I promise I'll far outlast you.
I mean, so many absurd things from Dan Bongino here. And again, I want to point out that the Overton window has shifted so much. The idea that we would at any other point accept a someone formerly high up at the FBI leaving and then getting on a podcast and like trashing, you know, sitting Congress people, like the idea that that wouldn't immediately be a huge scandal for any other administration. And now, you know, this is so normal. I bet I hadn't even seen this clip till I started recording this video, because this is just every day with these lunatics. And he's like, oh, Thomas Massey wouldn't come and get a detailed report on the Epstein files. It's like, yeah, that seems actually pretty logical. Because why would you want a detailed report on the Epstein files that the DOJ is covering up, the FBI is also helping covering up? I don't think he's going to learn anything new there. Dan Bongino certainly isn't going to give him any information that Donald Trump doesn't already want him to know. Some more from this guy's, Thomas Massey's opponent, absolute psycho.
In 1973, we moved away from conscription selective service and went to the all-volunteer force.
Right.
And so that's been the most challenging few years since that since that transition, and that is a significant issue for national security. And now back to the question about, well, you know, selective service and, you know, the attitudes about it, I would offer there is a cultural issue, and that it does appear we have a corrosion of our culture and the commitment to what our nation stands for. If you figure, okay, well, we got to start selective service, we got to get them through all the in-processing, boot camp, training, you're talking months downstream. Hmm. Do we really have that time anymore?
No.
Is that a deeply flawed concept?
Yeah.
And so what would really happen if we had to go from what I call a cold start of a pending, you know, world war? How fast and what would really happen if we had to re-implement selective service, i.e. the draft, train, equip, and prepare to deploy those forces? I'm not sure we have that kind of time anymore.
Right.
As a speed and lethality. We want to stay in deterrence. I'm not so sure that we're on as high ground in deterrence as we could be, mm-hmm. with, you know, sort of the way things are unfolding relative to our ability to field combat power.
Yeah.
And so the selective service draft pertains.
Is this guy literally suggesting that we should essentially implement the draft? Start drafting a bunch of people, sending them to boot camp, getting ready, because what, we don't have months? He's suggesting there's some giant war coming. What is going on? Who could ever possibly vote for an individual like that? Ed is nuts. This was Lindsey Graham this morning on the Sunday show talking kind of in relation to this. Another just great. There's so many just amazing figures in the Republican Party these days, huh?
News overnight. Senator Bill Cassidy losing his primary in Louisiana. You worked closely with Senator Bill Cassidy on a range of different issues, including a plan to replace Obamacare. He, of course, voted to convict President Trump back in 2021 in the impeachment trial. Now he's lost his seat. Are you glad that Senator Cassidy is no longer going to be your colleague, Senator?
No, I like Bill. I thought he's a great senator, but he made a political decision. He tried to, he voted to impeach President Trump, which would have ruined his political life. He could never run for office again. Massey's in, on the ballot Tuesday. He votes against Trump all the time. What's the headline? Trump strong. Those who try to destroy Trump politically, stand in the way of his agenda, are going to lose. Bill made a decision. What would LBJ do? Is it natural for a politician to go after people who try to destroy their political life? So Bill Cassidy's lost because he tried to destroy Trump. Massey's going to lose because he's trying to destroy the agenda. You can disagree with President Trump, but if you try to destroy him, you're going to lose because this is the party of Donald Trump.
Very quickly, does his defeat send a message, if this is the party of Donald Trump, that there's no room in the party to break with President
Trump? No, I just talked to him a few minutes ago. We have a difference.
President Trump, you talked to.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago. There's no room in this party to destroy his agenda or to destroy him and his family as a Republican. Democrats do it all the time. If you align with Democrats to stop his agenda like Massey does, you're going to lose. If you align with Democrats to drive him out of office like Cassidy did, you're going to lose. I disagree with Trump on President Trump on occasion. He endorsed me. It's been enormously helpful to me. Thank you, President Trump, for endorsing me. It's helped me in my primary. It's just a reality, and it's a good reality. I think President Trump's doing a hell of a good job, and if you try to destroy him, you're going to get destroyed. That's the takeaway.
All right, Senator Lindsey Graham, thank you so much for being here in person to discuss a very busy week. Really appreciate it. When we come back, Democrats...
I mean... Again, how can you be a grown adult and actually be so shameless to get on a Sunday show, a sitting senator, for 2 minutes and just glaze Donald Trump? Thank you, Donald Trump, for the endorsement. This is, quote, the party of Donald Trump. He's strong. He'll destroy you. Like, making sure at every moment Donald Trump is watching. And it's like, you have sold to our soul. The Republican Party, this is the party of Trump. It's a cult. It's a cult. Now, Donald Trump is calling for Lauren Boebert to be primaried. Again, as we see more Republicans break with Donald Trump. Donald Trump threatened to pull his endorsements of Lauren Boebert on Saturday as she campaigned with Thomas Massey ahead of a tough re-election fight. Trump railed against Boebert in a pair of back-to-back posts on True Social, calling her, quote, weak-minded, and asking if there was anyone interested in challenging her in the GOP primary for Colorado's 4th Congressional District. Boebert is campaigning for the worst Republican congressman in the history of our country, Thomas Massey of the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, and anybody who can be that dumb deserves a good primary fight. Even though I long ago endorsed Boebert, If the right person came along, it would be my honor to withdraw my endorsement and endorse a good and proper alternative. Again, like, it's very interesting, and I'm really curious what's going to happen on Tuesday. It's very interesting to watch Donald Trump try so hard to cling to power in this party, as, again, the cracks have shown. If you would have told somebody in January that Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, host of other figures, are on Trump's bad side, we would have been at, I mean, it would have shocked me. Yet here we are. This was Thomas Massey here on, again, The Sunday Show today.
Well, the RJC, AIPAC, and Miriam Adelson and Paul Singer, they're all part of the Israeli lobby, and that's where all the money comes from. And it will be a referendum on foreign policy, whether Israel gets to dictate that by, you know, bullying members of Congress. And I'm the one they haven't been able to bully, so they're putting all the brunt and the force on me. But you can tell that I'm ahead in the polls and they're desperate. That's why they're sending the Secretary of War to my district tomorrow. That's why the president's losing sleep and tweeting about this. That's why AIPAC has dumped another $3 million into my race this weekend. It's because they're panicked and they really haven't been able to gain a lead in this race.
You say the president is desperate, but he's got a pretty good record of defeating people he wants to target in Republican primaries. We saw Bill Cassidy yesterday. We saw what happened in Indiana. How are you going to be able to overcome the president's opposition?
Well, I have the endorsement of the Right to Life organizations, the gun organizations. I had four members of Congress come here yesterday and campaign with me. So my situation is a little bit different. Plus, I've had millions of dollars come in from the grassroots, tens of thousands of donors to my website, thomasmassey.com. And it's still coming in, and that's how we're going to beat them.
Well, we will see. And look, at the end of the day, I probably disagree with Thomas Massey on 99% of issues, but at every level here, we need people in Congress right now who are not going to bend to Donald Trump. And the reality is, if there is going to be a Republican in Congress in Kentucky, I would much rather it be somebody who will not go along with Donald Trump. And on things like the Epstein files, will actually do the opposite. This was Thomas Massey just 2 days ago on Friday. Midas Touch Network caught up with him. Take a listen.
Let's do it. To an airplane to rejoin the most expensive congressional race in U.S. history.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's a referendum, really. Unfortunately, it's turned into whether Israel gets to buy seats in Congress. And what they found out is that my seat's really expensive. They've probably, when this is over, will have spent $20 million and come up short.
So why is Israel the only country that gets to buy elections in the United States? Or does any other country get to?
I've never seen Great Britain or Australia or even Germany play in our elections here in the United States. But Israel gets so much from the United States. It's a one-sided relationship. They get us to be their proxies in wars that they want against their enemies. They get our military assistance, they get our technology, they get our bombs, they get our tax dollars. And I think it's a very one-sided relationship. At least with NATO, we pretend that they would come to our aid someday if we needed it. And even that's a ruse.
Even that's a ruse, NATO? I'm not sure about that one from Thomas Massey. But regardless, we will see what happens on Tuesday with Thomas Massey's race. If there's anybody in Kentucky, let me know. And you made it this far. Let me know in the comments down below. I assume nobody will be voting in this race because you're probably not a registered Republican. But, you know, if you are a registered Republican, then you should go not vote for the MAGA-based candidate, or you should register to become a Democrat. That'd be good. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. We'll keep you updated here on the Adam Mockler channel. Another big test coming for Donald Trump's power in this party. Make sure you like and subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel right down below. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. I will see you guys in the next one.